The truth was, lately, she hadn't cared what David was up to. She hadn't wanted the distraction of caring, and he had to have known it. Why else would he have felt so comfortable that he would leave this list in a desk drawer where she might have come across it on any given day? Or maybe he had wanted her to find the list, either to get her attention, to hurt her, or to push her into taking an action he didn't have the guts to take. Carrie made a copy of the list and added it to her growing pile of evidence. Slowly, she swiveled the desk chair around to face the built-in cabinets and pulled open a file drawer. David was organized to the point of being anal. There was a file for everything: bank statements, receipts, paid bills broken down into smaller categories, electricity, gas, etc. The job of bill paying and record keeping had been assumed by David from the start of their marriage. He had taken on the responsibility willingly and with an air of self-importance. He had a better head for business than she did. Lately, he had complained about being made to feel like a secretary, as if it was beneath him to write a check and stick a stamp on an envelope or click a few keys to pay bills electronically. And yet, when Carrie had suggested that Anka might like to do the job for some extra cash every week, David had accused her of belittling his role in the family. Carrie had refrained from snapping back that his role in the family had become largely ornamental. She pulled the file with the paid phone bills and lifted out her husband's last cell phone bill. There were a lot of calls to numbers she didn't recognize, not that she had expected to recognize any of them. David had associates and acquaintances in his own world, and he rarely shared that world with her. A lot of repeat calls to one particular number. A lot, maybe 50 or more on this one bill. She picked up the phone and dialed the number. A machine answered with a woman's breathy voice. "I can't take your call right now. I'm busy having fun. Leave a message. Bye." A girlfriend, Carrie supposed, but she didn't feel anything as the thought crossed her mind. No jealousy, no hurt. It was as if she were looking into the affairs of a stranger. She ran the phone bill through the fax machine to make a copy, put the original back, and replaced the file. With the same sense of detachment, she pulled the credit card statements and receipts for David's business account, sat back in the chair, and started going through them. Legitimate expenses and plenty of the other kind. Restaurant tabs, bar tabs, $75 to a local florist, $53 to the same florist, $45, same florist, $1,600 charged as a gift certificate to a gym in Edina, 10 minutes away. Some gift. $4,300 to Bloomingdale's, $497 to the Marquette Hotel. The receipt was dated the day before. "Where have you been this evening?" Kovac asked. "I had a business dinner." "Where?" "That new place in the IDS Tower, next to the Marquette Hotel." A strange, hollow feeling opened up in Carrie's chest, as if her ribs were being spread apart. While she had been lying in a hospital bed, David had been lying in a hotel bed with another woman. Setting that thought aside, she copied the credit card statements, then looked through the canceled checks. No $25,000 checks, but a monthly check to a property management company for $3,500, going back at least 8 months. Housing for the girlfriend? His own secret hideout for entertaining prostitutes? That son of a bitch. He hadn't made a profit on his business in 4 years, but he was shelling out thousands of dollars a month of their, her, money to keep a roof over the head of his illicit activities.